A Eureka man is in ICE custody after a traffic stop nearly 1,000 miles away from Humboldt County. Gilberto Jimenez Gonzalez was pulled over for a broken headlight in Rock Springs, Wyoming, while driving with his family to Iowa for a family vacation. After telling the family they were only receiving a fix-it ticket for the headlight out, Gonzalez was arrested and put into federal custody. His wife, Luz Moreno, was in the car and recorded what happened. The late-night traffic stop was initiated by Sweetwater County Sheriff deputies as the family drove back to their hotel following a dinner at Denny's, which was the only place open.
In a drive back to the hotel, the police stopped us. We were not driving fast. We were driving fine, but he saw a light bulb. That he was like in front of Miss Libel. So they stop us and they ask us for, you know, our driver license. And this person, he asked me also my driver license, even I wasn't driving. He's like, I need to know who that I'm talking with. And I give him my driver license and the insurance. And they asked me if we were been drinking. I say, no, actually we had just dinner in Denny's and we had actually hot chocolate.
There's no reason I can get my car.
Okay, so what's happening right now, Gilberto, is I'm instructing you to get out of the car so we can speak to you, okay? So you can either step out, right?
I don't have a reason for out of the car.
It's really simple, Gilberto. You either step out or we'll make you step out, okay? I tried to ask nicely, okay?
Moreno, speaking in mostly English, tried to explain the situation.
He's talking to him right now.
I know, but he's my husband. Okay. We've been driving for a long time. We've been driving.
Yeah. All right.
And the only thing we have to drive is our driver's license. Everything is at home.
Okay.
So right now we only have our driver license.
It's all clean. So there's no excuses for you guys.
We have our driver license. We have the insurance.
For a few minutes, the situation seemed to de-escalate. An officer told the family he'd issue a written warning for the headlight and told them, quote, you're good to go. Then, just a few minutes later, the officers returned with additional ICE agents and the tone shifted. Moreno can be heard asking why her husband is suddenly being arrested.
Why is he arresting?
We'll let you know in just a second, okay?
No, I need to know. He's my husband for more than 30 years.
We'll let you know in a second. Hold on. We'll let you know.
Why are you guys arresting him? I need to know what is the reason.
What is the reason?
Mister.
The officer's answer centered on Jimenez Gonzalez's California driver's license. California issues driver's licenses to residents regardless of immigration status. Having one is not, by itself, proof of anyone's legal status one way or the other. However, a person holding a California, quote, real ID indicates to officers that a birth certificate was produced to the DMV in order to acquire that designated real ID.
Do you have anything
like
that?
Why should I have a passport if I live more than 34 years in the United States? Why should I have that? I have my driver's license.
Yeah, you have your driver's license. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, we're not concerned with your driver's license, right? His driver's license, right, says federal term limits apply. So we need to see a passport to verify that he is a resident of the United States, right?
Everything is legal with him.
Okay.
He has everything.
That's what we're doing. We're going to verify and make sure that he comes back as U.S. citizen or a legal resident, anything like that. Once it's verified, if it is, then he's good to go. If not, then obviously they have their procedure that they follow.
Moreno told us that after her husband had been taken into custody, officers gave her no paperwork, no names, no badge numbers, and no case number associated with her husband or any information on any alleged crimes he had committed.
Yeah, they took him. They don't give me any paperwork or any phone numbers or any names, nothing, no notes, nothing.
Moreno chose to follow officers to a nearby detention facility where she was then turned away and spent the rest of the night and the following morning still trying to get information.
I need on writing, what is the charges in the reason and why he is in here. I need on paper, I need on writing everything that he's arrested for. And I need the names of the officials, the police people. I need their names. I need to know.
We can confirm that Jimenez Gonzalez is no longer in Sweetwater County Jail. He has been transferred to ICE custody. Jimenez Gonzalez has lived in Eureka for about 40 years. He and Moreno have been married for 31 of those 40 years. She grew up in Eureka and graduated from Eureka High School, and they met when he was 14. The couple has 5 adult children and 2 grandchildren. Moreno has said that the ordeal is overwhelming, but she wants their story to be told.
I don't have nothing to hide, and this is not just for me. This is for everyone who is going through the same thing, and it's even worse. There's people dying and people getting killed. And this is not okay. This is not right. And we're immigrants. We're coming for a dream here. We're doing our best to work and be honest and pay our taxes and work for food on our tables. And this is so discriminated and it's so racist. You know, the law, it needs to be for the people, not against the people.
This case hits close to home because it's the first confirmed ICE activity that has impacted a Humboldt County family so far this year. Separately, Central del Pueblo, a Humboldt-based organization supporting local immigrant community members, has confirmed 2 detentions last week in Mendocino County. The organization runs a rapid response network and offers regular Know Your Rights trainings. In an effort to clarify rumors, Centro will only post verified information on their platforms of Facebook and Instagram, but community members can report suspected ICE activity to its hotline at 707-200-8091. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Ryan Hudson.